This is a dictation for patient Soleimani Sono, Soleimani, Sono. Date of service is 3/24/2022. Date of accident is 9/29/2021. And date of birth is 2/23/1998. Instead of presenting it, Mr. Soleimani Sono has been a victim of an auto accident where he was rear-ended. And then, so he hit a car in front. He was a restaurant driver, and he is a Uber driver. And this accident caused him having headaches in the front, back, both temples, severe, especially with ringing in the ear, loss of concentration, disorientation, nightmares to begin with, as well as pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back mainly, and some chest pain was reported. Currently, patient is continuing the same symptoms. He is suffering from neck pain around 6, mid-back pain is around 8, lower back pain is 8. However, there is no radiation to the arm or the leg. The headaches are also present around 7. Overall, the pain level is between 7 to 8. Patient does point out to both the tailbone joints as well. 80% pain have been reported relieved. And ADLs that are affected are as follows. Work is affected 8. General activity, walking ability, sleep, enjoyment of life are affected 7. And in the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, headaches are present 7 on the front, back, and both temples, as well as difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, poor work performance, lack of concentration. No anxiety, depression, panic, no loss of memory, no loss of balance, no vision problems are reported. Pain and numbness, patient reports neck stiffness and lower back stiffness associated with neck pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, and lower back pain. No radiculopathy, no effect on walking. GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, no blood in the stool or difficulty or swelling are reported at all. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. But patient has a generalized chest pain, dull, deep-seated, which is worse on coughing and sneezing. Last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or any weight loss are reported. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medications are ibuprofen. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 120/61. Pulse is 72 and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is the same from the previous visit of 2/22/2022, dictation number 0223-074. Plan of care. Patient will continue with physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the entire spine along with muscle spasm, chest trauma, as well as sacroiliitis, retraction massage, aquatherapy. Patient is advised to do home exercise and intensity program. He is provided a light duty on disability, and lifting limit is 0 pounds. He is provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Allowable 50 at night, flexural 10 at night for sleep. Lidocaine gel 3% for chest pain. Tramadol 100 mg ER every 12 hours. PRN 60 tablets are provided for pain relief. In addition, the MRI are available and they were reviewed with the patient. It appears that he has suffered from a bulging disc at T5 and T6. And also, he has a bulging disc at L4, L5, and L5S1, indenting the ventral thecal sac and elevating posterior longitudinal ligament with bilateral neural foramen narrowing and increased signal in the interspinous ligament. And the patient is advised that LESI and injection to the interspinous ligament will bring him reasonable relief. Will avoid surgery and improve the ADLs and healing. In the cervical spine, patient has a herniated disc at C4-5 and bulging disc at C5-6 and C6-7, leading to elevation of the posterior longitudinal ligament as well as ventral thecal sac indentation. And the patient has been advised to consider the TEFA and TESI for further relief for cortisone injections, and they will be scheduled. Patient understands all of these therapy issues, and he agrees. Once you provide consent, he will be provide the lumbar epidural first, times four, and then move to thoracic and then cervical as well as thoracic separately. Otherwise, the patient is quite he's very cooperative. Thank you.